Marlon, Jose, me.
Three, two, one.
Marlon, Jose, Fer.
There you go.
Welcome back to another day, another way podcast where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Marlon.
I'm Jose.
I'm Fernanda. He's literally singing the song. Marlon, Jose, me. And then he forgets his name.
He forgot the order.
I heard the me, so I thought I was talking about me.
Goofy boy. Okay, Marlon, what do you have for us today?
What I have for you guys today is, have we ever met someone that kind of forced us to do things their way? And when we didn't do it their way, they got mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are in charge of me, you know? Mm. My boss.
Man.
He's like, hey, do it like this. I'm like, no, dude, no. Nah, I don't say that. I say, yes, ma'am.
You realize there's no other way to do it.
I need the money.
Yeah. For me, it's like, let's say, whenever we have a big thing at church, and I used to be the one helping my mom decorate. So my mom was the leader, and then I was helping a helping hand.
Yeah.
Well, my mom and I did things different ways, so that would be a little like, oh, like a bump. Mm. Is it bumping heads or...
A bump in the road.
Yeah, like it was like, oh, but I wanna, like, I think this would be a better way. She was like, but this is the way I'm telling you to do it. And that, I'm like, that's a good example. Whenever there's two people that are very independent and they're trying to work.
Yeah, that.
I used to do that too, but I wasn't very much of a helping hand.
Yeah.
I was more in the way hand. And I was quickly told to get out of there, so.
Hey, that's a threat, though. If you do everything wrong, they won't want your help.
No, that's not the right idea you have to have in your head. No. I'm telling your mom.
The thing is,
I just saw TikTok about that, though.
The thing is, Marlon always helps. Like, we always make him stay and help with the decorations, even if he doesn't want to.
I just do it and be like, well, if it turns out we're good. No, but it gets done.
No, yeah.
And it does turn out good.
Yeah, no. Now I'm the one that is usually in charge of decorations at church. So I use Marlon's help and other people that are available. Jose right now is in college, so
he's
not as often anymore. But I literally
free labor
just...
around here. No, I'm kidding.
That's serving
at church. I'm
kidding. Cancel Jose.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Anyway, there's my example.
That's a good example. We're gonna look at how these people treated Jesus back in the day because Jesus wasn't doing something their way.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yum. So we're gonna look at Matthew 12, at the very first verses. And Jose, could you read the first four and I'll take the rest?
Yeah, I can read it. I got you. At the time Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, his disciples were hungry and they began to pluck the heads of grain to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. And he said to them, have you not read what David did when he was hungry and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests?
Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. So we see here how the Pharisees here, the people, the religious people, are kind of like, bashing on Jesus and his disciples because they're eating on the Sabbath, which was not... The Sabbath was a day meant for rest, where nobody worked, nobody did anything. And if you did, it was considered unlawful. And
what's crazy, that's not even a whole meal.
Yeah.
And they were complaining about that.
Right, they were eating the little seeds.
Yeah, the little grain.
little grain of seeds.
Ain't no trail mix is going to feed me but for you the never day.
They could have done a Jose. Uh-uh. They could have had a handful in them. You know?
Yeah, literally.
Because they were hungry, and Jose is hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
You're in a thin line, buddy.
And that's where Jesus was in a thin line as well, because they were not happy with them. So let me tell you, he tells them that he was God of the Sabbath. And so when we talk about, like, let's talk about religion here. It's not that we're like...
Continue.
We're not talking about faith in God, but we're talking about when, like, faith turns into these rules.
Yeah, just rules mm-hmm. that you have to follow. Yeah, yeah.
And we've kind of talked about this before. So when we look at the definition of religion, mm-hmm. It comes from a word in Latin, which basically means to bind or connect to something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. We connect with God. That's what religion... That's what the word religion means, to connect. Mm-hmm. Obviously, over time, we see that people here kind of like made it more about control, yeah. made it more about laws and connection.
Like about status, mm-hmm. like this is what we're supposed to be doing and you're not doing it, so you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah, stay in your lane.
Yeah, that's basically what they're saying. Oh, okay. What? To me? No. Okay, continue. I didn't get it.
So we see Jesus here was like, he was trying to establish that connection.
Mm-hmm.
He was not trying to build a new system or a new religion. He was there to reestablish the connection that people mm-hmm. had lost with God.
Yeah. Right.
And like we see here that sometimes like they were doing the right things but for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so have we ever felt like people outside the church, outside the let's say our understanding of religion, why do you think those people sometimes feel like they don't belong?
Because they have not grown in the church, so they don't know what's mm-hmm. supposed to be done at the church. Mm-hmm. And they just feel like they're already unwelcome because maybe you have a full tattoo sleeve mm-hmm. and they already feel like, oh no, I'm already going to be rejected because mm-hmm. all these Christians are going to be like, oh, he is probably in something that's not yeah. right. So they already feel like there's a rejection, and that's why they don't go in.
Mm-hmm. Last week I was talking with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing like a Bible study, and we started talking about how sometimes we use big Christian words, you know?
Yeah.
We use the bigger words like somebody that's not like Christian wouldn't really know.
Yeah.
Just because it's not used in an everyday,
mm-hmm.
you know, thing.
Mm-hmm.
But right now my mind is blanking on examples, but you know.
Like gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like things yeah. that are normally not spoken to mm-hmm. about.
Yeah.
So anybody that hears that for the first time, they're like, I don't know what that
is. Like you're speaking to me in a whole different yeah. language exactly. and I'm not interested.
Exactly. And they lose like the point of the conversation that you're having and everything. So that can lead people to be, oh, I don't know what they're talking. I don't really get it. So I shouldn't yeah. really come here. They're in a higher level than me and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's something that can make people feel like they don't belong.
Yeah.
Which us as Christians, we got to be careful with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't... Jesus basically said, I'm here for everyone.
Yeah.
So we are in the wrong if we're doing that, if we're not making sure that it's mm-hmm. clear. It needs to be clear and understandable and full of love. That's how Christians are mm-hmm. supposed to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And treat others.
Yeah, because what do you think Jesus would say to those people like that kind of just have given up on church or religion, you could say?
What do you think Jesus would say to them?
What do you think?
Come to me.
Yeah.
Don't go. Don't.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Watch the past episode.
Jesus will literally say, yeah. come to me. Like, don't come because you want to If you're going to church to make friends, okay, that's a good place to make friends, but that's not the reason why you're going to church. If you're going to church for the good music, that's the wrong reason to go to church. If you're going to church just because you're lazy and you don't really want to do your own study and you want somebody else to summarize the Bible for you, that's the wrong reason. You want to go to church because you want to know who God is.
Yeah.
That's why. And Jesus is literally saying to everyone, even if you look different than most people in that church, he is saying, come to me the way you are.
Yeah.
Come to me.
Yeah, we see here exactly how these people thought they had a clear image of who God wants, of, of who God is. And they're like, God doesn't want us to eat on this holy day. And we see that Jesus kind of changes this image that these people had. And it changes our image as well of who God is. Because if we look at Jesus' life, we see someone who is gentle. We see someone who is loving, who obviously said it wasn't going to be easy. But we see someone who kind of gave us a clear idea of who God is. And he, like he said there, I require mercy, not sacrifice.
Sorry.
You want to say something? Yeah,
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Imagine the disciples being with Jesus, walking all this because they had no cars. So they were walking everywhere.
And they don't even got no Nikes or nothing. They got
literally.
Their toes are out and the rocks are in their toes and the sand is, well.
They are hungry. The same way Jose is hungry today, times four. Literally. They're hungry. And Jesus sees them. And Jesus is human. Jesus understands. Jesus understands what they're going through. And he goes, I need to take care of my sons, all my disciples. I need to take care of them. They're hungry. They need to eat. He says, eat. Bro, I know those disciples went running.
They're like, say less, say less. I bet.
Yeah. Jesus cares more about you than any rule.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's literally what he showed them there, that I care more about you and your well-being than that rule that you're not supposed to do on the Sabbath.
He cares more about, he didn't come to, obviously, to make us more religious. He didn't come to add rules or make a new system of religion. He came to bring rest and mercy. So if you've ever felt judged or not good enough, know that, Jesus would have defended you like he did his disciples. He would have stood up for you like he did for his disciples.
And he still will and can.
He's not after perfection.
Mm-mm.
He's after your heart.
Yes.
So with that being said, you guys could continue to tune in on Fridays at 10 a.m. sharp. And find us on Facebook at LifeWord, Instagram at ADAW. TikTok, YouTube, all the good stuff. And if you want to learn more about who this Jesus is to shape your view of God, go to follow.lifeword.org or follow.lifeword.spanish.
/Spanish.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the screen.
Yes.
Yes.
Rookie over here.
No, you did good, bro. What you talking about? You did good. We will see you next Friday.